Hi, I'm Tom Power. Welcome to Toy Harp, a podcast about bluegrass. This is the last episode of season two. Here from Nashville is my conversation with Allison Krauss.
I remember, you know, the first time I looked out in the audience and saw people singing words to our songs that only we had recorded. That was just a really crazy moment. Just never thought it'd end up being there. Never thought we'd hear back from Rounder. Yeah. Never thought we would hear from Rounder in the first place.
If this is your first time listening, you can hear full interviews with Jerry Douglas, Allison Brown, Bela Fleck, Larry Sparks, Jody Stecker, and so many more wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Later on.
Hey, happy hour listeners. Are you ready for summer festival season? Elevate your festival look with Sunheist shades. Whether you're dancing to your favorite bands or kicking back to soak up some rays, Sunheist sunglasses are your sidekick for any adventure. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your order using code HAPPYHOUR. Get your new go-to faves today at sunheist.com. That's SUNHEIST.com.
Maybe like whatever you actually want to do, just do that. Start doing that.
That's actually really good advice.
Yeah. Like instead of like kind of maybe like thinking, oh, like maybe I can do this other thing and like parlay it into like the thing I actually want to do. Just do the thing. You know, do the main thing.
Welcome to the Travis Book Happy Hour Podcast. I'm Travis Book. This episode is brought to you by Thompson Guitars, makers of fine instruments, handmade with love, in Sisters, Oregon. The podcast is presented by Americana Vibes and the Bluegrass Situation, and our show is part of the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network. You can dive into all things roots music anytime at thebluegrasssituation.com. The night Jordan Tice joined me in Brevard for the taping of this episode, it was cold and wet and dark, classic Western North Carolina in late January. We had the garage door behind the stage closed and the lights low. Jordan's guitar playing, soft-spoken demeanor, and humor made for a wonderfully intimate and enjoyable evening for everyone in the room. Jordan's a gem, and this episode feels like an evening by the fire with a good book, dog curled up at your feet. This episode was recorded live at 185 King Street in Brevard, North Carolina on January 31st, 2023.
North Carolina. It's the Travis Book Happy Hour. With special guest Jordan Tice. And now, your host, Travis Book.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much. And thank you, wonderful people of 185 King Street. This is our first Travis Book Happy Hour broadcast from 185 King Street, the center of the universe, the soul of Brevard, not the heart of Brevard, the soul of Brevard. So excited that I've got this fantastic guest. Jordan and I have known each other for years and years, and I'm really looking forward to playing music with him tonight. So please make him welcome. This is Mr. Jordan Tice.
Thank you all so much. It's great to be here. We're going to start off with a tune of mine called Tell Me Mama.
Best thing that I've got going on, so tell me, dear, what are
All right. Here's a little cover song. Covers are nice. They give you a break from my personality. So. Just, you know, some space will be good. A little bit, you know. This is one of my favorite little songs. It's called Dayton, Ohio, 1903, from Randy Newman.
Bean, there's no food up here, Bean. It's been a long time since Bean has made an appearance. It's really good to have you back.
The goodest boy has visited us.
Do not feed Bean. Thank you.
Sing a song of long ago, when things were green and moving slow. People stop, say hello, or they'll say hi to ya. Would you like to come over for tea? With the missus and me, it's a real nice way to spend the day in Dayton, Ohio, on a lazy Sunday afternoon in 1903. Sing a song of long ago, when things could grow and days flow quietly. Could breathe, and folks were nice then. Would you like to come over for tea? With the missus and me. Oh, it's a real nice way to spend the day in Dayton, Ohio, on a lazy Sunday afternoon. To come over for tea with the missus and me. Oh, it's a real nice way to spend the day in Dayton, Ohio, on a lazy Sunday afternoon in 1903. Thank you. Thank you. That was a tune called Bachelorette Party.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait. Why did you name it that?
I just knew that that's what it should be called. The kind of cognitive work went into the other part. I mean, literally, I worked on that thing. I've never worked harder on anything in my life than that dumb little tune. It like literally 3 years, and I kind of like taxed every relationship severely in my life, and pushed away everybody that I was close to with various iterations of that song. And at one point, it was like an 8.5 minute fantasia with like 3 different movements, but it was just always called Bachelorette Party. Like that was like, I feel like it was something I was born knowing, you know? You ever have that feeling? So that's the one part that's just like, why? I don't know, but I know.
Must feel good to know.
Yeah. No. I mean, the other stuff was a lot, but that part was, we felt good.
Play some old country music now in a duet style.
Now, Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues, they got me crying. Oh, sweet mama, won't you please come home? Now the wind whips around my window. It can't change. My dream world fell apart. Weary blues from waiting. Now, Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet mama. Now, Lord,
Boy, lighten up your load. Don't bring too much down life's long, hard road. Just do what you can. Move a little more down the line. You're gonna make it where you're going in a matter of time. People gonna try and build you up. Others knock you down. But most just kind of smile and nod when you're coming around. So do what you can. Move a little more down. Let's go and build a song. We'll build it real high and we'll build it all around because we don't. thing I thought I needed, a pretty face and a barrel of laughs. And I know I fed your bill too, cause you thought I knew you deeper than that. And you're so eager to settle down and be so easily bruised. We met two people both compatibly confused. So let's just thank the good Lord for that little idea we had. It's exactly what we wanted, and Lord knows we wanted it so bad. But little did we know that we got it all wrong. And sooner or later, we'll be right back to love where we belong. Still out for whatever you can get, and whatever that might be, apparently I don't have enough of it. You said I don't do enough good to keep up my end of our little exchange, but frankly I don't really want to, because of you I thought I knew has changed. Though I know you ain't that different, and I ain't all that bad, it's just you ain't got no love, and this whole thing's pretty sad. And it's clear what needs to happen, all the lines on the wall. If we had more self-control, we could have avoided it, but we couldn't just let it be. We had to push it this far, tell ourselves that everyone could see what children we are. But for now, let's just thank the good Lord for this bad little idea we had. It's exactly what we wanted, and Lord knows we wanted it so bad.
That's Jordan Tice, everyone.
Thanks so much.
You came up in Annapolis, Maryland.
That's right.
Is that right? What is your first musical memory?
Probably trying to play the Star Wars theme on my saxophone when I was six. Yeah.
That's amazing. Your parents must have been so proud.
Yeah, well, not really. I couldn't get it, but I kept trying, so...
Right.
Yeah, yeah, over and over, like clam in the same spot, 6 hours, maybe more.
But you grew up around music, right? Your parents were bluegrass musicians. Is that
That's
what,
right?
Is
yeah.
that what I remember you saying?
Yeah, my dad plays the banjo, and my mom is a fiddle player, and was even a professional in the first all-female bluegrass band, the Buffalo Gals, for a while, back in the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. We should talk more about that later, but. Because there's some completely irrelevant trivia that I'd like to talk to you about, but not in front of people, not in front of a paying audience. Did you study guitar in school?
Kind of. I actually studied music composition, classical music composition.
What does that entail?
I was a terrible student, so I might not be the best person to ask. Just kind of barely made it by. But like counterpoint, theory, harmony, things like that. Kind of writing music for different ensembles. And I did study a little guitar in there, too. I took some classical guitar and jazz guitar lessons.
Sounds exhausting.
Yeah. You know.
What was it that drew you to guitar?
Just rock and roll, really. I got my first guitar when I was 12 and had a band with the neighborhood kids. And we just kind of playing stuff we liked. We played the weirdest... assortment of music from Led Zeppelin to Creed to my friend's original emo songs.
That sounds awesome. I'm always so happy to meet other people that had a similar trajectory to mine.
Yeah.
I started off, it was just merely just like playing whatever Zeppelin songs we could barely play. And, you know, we could really only play like about a third of it, you know, because... even though it's, you know, mostly just old blues, it's Zeppelin. So
yeah.
There's a little more there than you think there is.
A lot more there.
But my mom will attest. My mom had this great basement where you had to go outside to get to the basement, which I think was by design because it kept the noise transfer to a minimum. A lot of Zeppelin in the basement. That's awesome. Have you always written songs?
Kind of. Mostly instrumentals first. Actually, only wrote my first kind of songs starting in around 2015. But for whatever reason, it just kind of occurred to me to write instrumental music. Even before I got into bluegrass, I had this Tascam 4-track tape recorder, and I just kind of like lay little riffs down and like kind of like make this little, like, I don't even know what you call them, these like prog rock sounding little machinations kind of thing. And I'd try to play every instrument very poorly. And
that sounds fun.
Yeah. So the impulse to write has always kind of been in there.
That's really cool. You may be too young to ask a question like this, but what are you most proud of in your life?
Man,
you're allowed to skip any of these questions.
Yeah, no.
Or I told him, I was like, you can also be like, I don't know, man. What are you most proud of?
Maybe I'll turn this back to you just to kind of maybe get a feel for like what one would be most proud of.
Well, my daughter turned 10 years old today.
Oh, I mean, that's
an easy answer is what that's called. That's a very easy answer. Very proud of that.
Aside from children, because that. It's kind of easy answer.
You know, I'm kind of most proud that I'm in this band. You may be familiar with it. It's called the Infamous String Dusters, and we've been able to stay together. And that's a really, really underappreciated element of making it in music.
Totally.
Is keeping the band together. It's just way harder than you would think. I'm just going like rapid fire through this, and I really like this format. Is there a musician living or otherwise that you would like to play with?
Bill Berg would have been cool.
Yeah, Bill Berg would have been nice. You know, Bill Berg lives nearby, and I tried like hell to get a hold of him. Couldn't do it. So if any of you all see Bill out and about, say hey for me. Tell him I'm not harmful and that he should play with us. Next time you come, we'll get Bill Berg.
That'd be cool. Yeah, like basically my family had this Volvo, like beat up Volvo station wagon with three cassettes in it. And all three were his jazz group, Flim and the BBs. So when I found out he lived in Brevard, I was like, we should try to get him. But also, I like drummers a lot. I think it'd be fun to play with Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah.
Or Brian Blade. I just like drums.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, and I'm trying to make a record with drums right now, so I'm kind of just really sensitive to drums, listening to records. And
how's that going?
It's good. Still got to finish the songs and stuff. It's like a slow but steady process. Like it should have been done by now, actually, but I'm not like discouraged.
I'm making a record. I haven't written the songs yet.
Well, but they're not really done, at least for me, until they're.
Well, like
record.
I really want to do a record, so that's. That's awesome. I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm going to make a record with drums in a couple of weeks, and I'm not ready. I'm mortified, honestly. What motivates you? Like, why do you pick up the guitar every day?
I like making things. I like making music. I like just everything that goes into kind of collective creativity and personal creativity. It's just like breathing or eating or sleeping, really.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why.
Very cool. Do you wish you'd done anything different along the way?
Oh yeah, like absolutely.
nice. You have like, regrets.
But at the same time, it's the kind of thing like, oh, that would have been cool if I knew that this worked this way then, you know, or that kind of thing a little
right.
more. Like youth is wasted on the young, or experience comes just after you need it, type of thoughts. But at the same time, it's like that's just the way it is, so you can't get too hung up on it.
Right, you understand. Also. You understand on one level, if you're happy now, everything that's happened has led you to this point. So you can't be too caught up in what you would have done differently. However, there were moments in your life maybe that you could have played a little differently.
Wow, this got dark quick. No. No, yeah. There's nothing like an overarching thing. Like, man, if like only I had given. I don't know. Done this one thing, things. There's nothing like that.
Well, like, what would be your advice to your 15-year-old self?
Maybe like whatever you actually want to do, just do that. Start doing that.
That's actually really good advice.
Yeah, like instead of like kind of maybe like thinking, oh, like maybe I can do this other thing and like parlay it into like the thing I actually want to do. Just do the thing. You know, do the main thing.
That's awesome.
basically
actually,
that.
Actually, like, it seems so simple to you, but I'm like having a moment up here. I'm like, that's really, yeah. Just do the, why would you, just, there's a thing, just do the thing. Why would you do other things that aren't the thing? Just do the thing. It yeah. seems so obvious. You're the man. That's wonderful.
You're the man.
Now we're getting down to the lightning round. As though this isn't like the fastest interview I've ever done. And actually, I think I'm going to stick with this format because it's very fun, moving quickly. What color is your front door?
It is brown. Brown.
It's not very inviting.
I know.
But I like it.
It's a
like
rental.
Oh, well then.
Yeah.
All the more reason to put money in the tip jar. This man needs a mortgage. Yeah.
Help me paint my door.
Make a homeowner out of this man, please. What are you afraid of?
Lightning. Straight up. I'm kind of like not afraid of most things, like, but I have this insanely irrational fear of lightning. I need to be inside or undercover or in a car because the wheels are made of rubber and it grounds you.
Whoa.
I'm irrationally afraid of lightning.
That's legit. That's something you and my daughter have in common.
Yeah.
She won't let me take her on a hike unless we've checked the forecast four times. Because
respect.
She's had enough storms roll in on her in Pisgah where I'm like, no, it's going to be fine. We'll be fine. And then it rolls in and it's really not even that bad, but she's just not into it.
Yeah, no.
She's like, I don't know. Do you want to go for a bike ride? She's like, I don't know. Have you checked the weather forecast? You know, she's 10 years old. She's like, I don't know, Dad. Let me look at the weather forecast. Didn't even trust me anymore.
She's
like, let me look at it. She's like, I see lightning coming out of that cloud at 3 p.m. What's that about, Dad? And I'm like, I don't know, honey. It's a 50-50 chance. Like, come on. That's legit. It's not irrational. It's actually incredibly dangerous. Mm-hmm. What is it that you hope for?
Oh, just to keep kind of doing what I'm doing. And, yeah, I don't know. I like my life for the most
part.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah,
you
or
should.
Like, you know. It's like just to kind of keep playing music and hanging around good people, and that's basically it, really.
That's
not have it be super frustrating.
That's basically it. No doubt, that's beautiful.
And I mean, it does get frustrating, but not super frustrating.
Yeah. I get it. I'm with you with that, man. I get it. And finally, what is it that makes you happy?
A lot of things that happen when you least expect them, really. You know? I do have, like, some really wonderful friends and collaborators in my life that I'm just super... That I think, you know, it's you know, it's probably, like, it's just like any relationship. You go through it with someone, and then you realize how much that seasons your relationship with them, too. So the people in my life, and making music, playing music. It's fun. Yeah, actually, very directly that. If I kind of, like, get too, like, bogged down and, like, not playing music, like, I kind of, like, this malaise creeps over me, and then I'll, like, pick up my guitar and, like, play some, and I'll be like, oh, like, you just, like, you know, you're basically just, like, an animal who needs to do this one thing, or else it gets cranky. Like, so, yeah.
Well, I can tell you love music for all the right reasons. Getting ready for the show and playing music with you today was really inspiring, and I'm loving this session.
Likewise,
so,
man.
Thank you so much for being here, ladies and gentlemen, Bradys and gentlemen, Jordan Theis.
Thank you all so much.
I'm gonna have Jordan play a couple solo for you, and then we'll get the band back together. While Jordan is putting his guitar on, I just want to thank you all again so much for supporting 185 King Street. It's one of the best music venues in the world. I've seen them all. Maybe not all of them, but I've seen a lot of them. It's what I do, and this one is so great. And also, I'd like to thank you all. I appreciate your flexibility in supporting this little improvisation in format change. And if this experiment works, we'll do a few more of these. It'll be just like a regular Tuesday, only with a little interview. And we'll probably make it clear in the billing. We'll call it the happy hour or something like that. But thank you all for being here and being flexible. Really appreciate you so much.
If you're enjoying this episode, I encourage you to check out episode 3 with Matt Rieger and Andy Dunnigan, episode 8 with Barrett Smith and Mike Gugino, or episode 26 with Andy Falco. Thanks for listening, and after the show, be sure to leave a review. Now back to the show.
Thank you all. Maybe I'll take this opportunity to just do two like instrumental pieces that I've written. The first being kind of a ragtime guitar piece that I wrote a couple years ago called The Horse County Rag. And I just want to say how much of a pleasure this is, and how just like genuinely fun it is to play music together. Seriously.
My man.
Yeah, like, likewise. I'm having a great time. And yeah, I'm just, thanks for doing this. Thank you guys. Just, this is great. And
all right.
Here's another Bob Dylan song.
Have you heard of him?
Getting hotter. There's a rumbling in the sky. I've been wading through the high muddy water with the heat rising in my eyes. Every day your memory grows dimmer. It doesn't haunt me now like it did before. I'm just walking through the middle of nowhere now. I'm trying to get to heaven before they close the door. When I was in Missouri, oh, they would not let me be. I had to leave there in a hurry. I only saw what they let me see. You broke the heart that loved you. Now you can seal up that book and not write anymore. I'm just walking down lonesome valley, and I'm trying to get to heaven before they close the door. I'll go down the river, down to New Orleans. Oh, they tell me everything's gonna be alright, but I don't even know what alright really means. Oh, I was riding in a buggy with Miss Mary Jane. Miss Mary Jane's got a little house down in Baltimore. I've been all around the world, boys. Now I'm trying to get to heaven before they close. I'm going to sleep out in the parlor, try and relive my dreams. I close my eyes and wonder if everything's as hollow as it seems. Some trains don't pull no gamblers, no midnight ramblers like they did before. I've been to Sugartown and I shook that sugar down. Now I'm trying to get to heaven before they close the door. Sugar down.
y'all for being here. We'll do one more, and then we'll let you go home. Jordan Tice, everyone. Thank you so much for being here.
Travis Book there.
This has been the Travis Book Happy Hour podcast. Thanks for listening. Huge thanks to Jordan Tice, Thompson Guitars, Americana Vibes, and The Bluegrass Situation. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe and leave a positive review. It really helps us out. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Travis Book Happy Hour and online at thetravisbookhappyhour.com. And remember, it's okay to be happy.